Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
Our Old Testament reading for this Maundy Thursday is from Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's house, a lamb for the household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire, with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I shall pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. As a statute forever, you shall keep it as a feast." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 32. "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemning along with the world." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
stand. This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from the supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you." This is the gospel of the Lord. We make confession of our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed found in the back of your hymnal, the back cover. "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In our North American culture, it's typical that if we have someone stopping in on us to visit us, many times I think many of us are pretty good about offering something, such as some fresh coffee, something else to drink, some kind of beverage, perhaps a snack. If it's around dinner time, there may be a meal that will ensue. I think this is something that Americans, we tend to do. We're very hospitable to one another in those types of things. Well, in Eastern culture here at the time of Jesus, it was typical and hospitable that if you showed up at someone's house for a meal, you were greeted there by the host. And that host there would have a servant who would have a towel ready to wash your feet. And why was that? Well, because it was a very dry, arid climate. Their mode of transportation was walking, so they walked around in sandals. Dry, dusty feet. So this was something that was performed when you went into someone's home, that the servant would do this before the meal. In the gospel for tonight that we read here in John, Maundy Thursday, Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. He gets up, he wraps the towel around himself, and he goes around the room washing the feet of each one of them. It's interesting that not one of them got up to do this. Instead, it seems that they sat there in some sort of stunned silence as the master, the teacher, the Son of God, who is about to be betrayed and suffer and be crucified, washes the feet of each one of them. When he gets to Peter, of course, Peter protests, and Jesus tells him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Peter's response reveals that he doesn't quite understand what Jesus is saying to him. Jesus says to the disciples, "I have given you an example that you should do just as I have done to you." There's a lot of things packed in here, these words that Jesus spoke to them, these words that are spoken to us tonight in his holy gospel. Jesus had told the disciples that they were right in calling him Lord and teacher. These titles were certainly true. But what we tend to miss here is the obedience that he has to his Father as he, the suffering servant that Isaiah speaks of, will pour out himself on his bloody altar on the cross, on your behalf and my behalf. Here in Isaiah, the Father says of his Son, "Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations." The Father delighted in his own Son. He delighted that he would suffer and die for you and for me. This is the suffering servant who would open the eyes that are blind to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. Elsewhere, Isaiah tells us, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed." Dear saints, because of the faithfulness of the suffering servant, our eyes have been opened to see him. We know who our Savior is. He brought us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. He brought us out of our bondage to sin and death. We are set free. And it was his suffering and dying on the cross where he won our salvation. This pleased his Father that he would suffer and die in this way so that you and I would know peace with God through this gift of salvation given to us. In the great flood of our baptisms, he washed us clean and connects us to his cross. He destroyed the enemy, the devil, just as in the waters of the Red Sea. Sin no longer has any hold over us. And yes, dear saints, it's the will of the Father that he would crush him, for his dying made satisfaction for our guilt and for our sins. Earlier, Jesus had said to Peter, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand. None of the disciples could have known what he was showing them here on this night in which he was betrayed. They would not understand all until after his crucifixion and resurrection. In displaying his servitude here, washing their feet, he's showing them that he will fulfill all scripture when he lays down his life for all. He reminds them that they should do just as he has done to them, to serve their neighbor, to give of themselves, put others first above themselves, be willing to lay down their lives for others. Jesus sets this example of what it is to be one of his disciples. Dear saints, salvation came to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because you and I are forgiven all our sins, we then live out that love to others. As Christ has loved us and given himself up for us, we then give of ourselves to our neighbors. How does this look? What does this mean for us as Christians in the world that we live in? Here's some examples. Paul reminds us that husbands ought to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. He also tells us not to provoke our children to anger. In Hebrews, it tells us to strive for peace with everyone. In our relationships and the people that we come in contact with every day in this world in which we live, we act as little Christ as we bring his love into the lives of others, of forgiveness, of not getting what I want, living out Christ's love for me with all those around me. And in so doing, we are washing the feet of our neighbors. We forgive others as we have been forgiven, because that's what forgiven, baptized saints of God do. This is our identity in Christ. We serve others so they may see the light of Christ in us. We pray in the second and third petitions of the Lord's Prayer. We pray this, that his kingdom would come and his will would be done, that all would be saved and brought into this marvelous light. Tonight, we give thanks to God that our servant, the suffering servant, our Lord Jesus Christ, gave himself for us on the cross those 2,000, over 2,000 years ago. He won salvation for us there. He gifted you with faith as he imparted his spirit on you in the waters of holy baptism. And here tonight, we're comforted again, hearing his words of absolution spoken over us again and again. Sins forgiven, and certainly here tonight in his Holy Supper, which he instituted this very night with his disciples, in which you and I are assured that he forgives us our sins again. His body and blood continue to strengthen and preserve us until we are united with him. He has washed us clean with his holy, precious blood. He died with our sins, and they remain there in the grave, never to rise again. He rose again so that you and I now rise in life everlasting with him. Praise to the suffering servant who gave of himself for you and for me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.